Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have with us also our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, glad to be back.
Glad to have you. Okay, and today we want to start off the show with some comments on what may be one of the most confusing and controversial topics in the supplement field, and that's the role of phytoestrogens. Well, what is a phytoestrogen? Well, it's a natural substance found in many plants and herbs that has a structurally, chemically similar structure to estrogens, the female hormone. Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, some of the good things associated with phytoestrogens are that they might prevent various types of cancer, they might prevent bone loss, moderate the symptoms of menopause, reduce blood pressure, lower cholesterol, and otherwise improve cardiovascular health, also improve mental function, and more. Now, that's pretty impressive, a list of conditions. So much benefit from a natural component of food, such as soy, sounds great. So what's the problem? Where is the controversy?
Well, the problem is that these phytoestrogens, although significantly weaker than regular estrogen, they do have some estrogenic activity. Some cancers seem to be responsive to estrogens, and the concern is that phytoestrogens should be avoided by individuals with this type of cancer, just as regular estrogen should be avoided. The original theory was that these weak estrogens, the phytoestrogens, would actually be anti-estrogenic in that they would block the estrogen receptor sites, preventing stronger natural estrogens from actually taking action.
So what's the answer? Do we embrace these phytoestrogens from foods such as soy and supplements rich in isoflavones as a means of improving our health and preventing cancer? Or do we shun it for fear that it will feed the flames of estrogen-responsive cancers? Well, I'm not sure that we can give you a definitive answer, but we can point out that several recent studies seem to support the benefits of isoflavones, including the prevention of breast cancer, while alleviating concerns that this may be harmful. And as I said earlier, one of the best sources of isoflavones is soy. And the primary isoflavones found in soy are genistein and diazine. In cultures where soy products are consumed in abundance, women's health problems, certain cancers, and cardiovascular disease are reported to be less prevalent. Quoting a study published in the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention, investigated the role of soy consumption that soy consumption plays in reducing the risk of breast cancer. Researchers enrolled 430 Asian American women ages 20 to 55 years. They studied the usual adult soy intake and measured urinary concentration of 15 estrogens and estrogen metabolites by using liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry, whatever that is, and the results suggested that regular soy consumption is associated with increased levels of estrogen metabolites. these observed variations in estrogen metabolism may decrease the risk of breast cancer.
Okay, well, there's another study, this one in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and this found, and I quote, significant reductions in both mortality and breast cancer recurrence with increasing soy protein intake up to a level of 11 grams per day. The authors noted that the inverse association was evident among women with either estrogen receptor positive or estrogen receptor negative breast cancer. And this inverse association, which means reduction, was present both in users and non-users of tamoxifen. The findings using data from the Shanghai Breast Cancer Survival Study, which is a large population-based study of over 5,000 women with breast cancer who had survived between age 20 and 75 years old in China, showed that the women with the highest intake of soy protein had a 29% lower risk of death and a 32% lower risk of breast cancer recurrence compared to patients with the lowest intake of soy protein. These studies add to an ever-growing body of science supporting the role of soy and the isoflavones it contains with improved breast health.
Now, again, we cannot provide a definitive answer for those of you who have been scared away from taking phytoestrogens or phytoestrogen-containing supplements and foods. What I am trying to point out to you is that you might want to be careful not to overreact in this regard. There are many, many benefits to eating isoflavone-rich foods and isoflavone-containing supplements. Don't deprive yourselves of these agents without a good reason.
Ask your doctor if you're still concerned. By the time you hear this, we should have the references we just mentioned posted on our website. Go to www.wilner.com and look for the link on the homepage in the reference library section. And as Don said, there are many very beneficial products out there, and you don't want to miss out on them for the wrong reasons. We run an ad later in the show, for example, on Solgar's PM Phytogen Complex, an excellent product for women going through menopause. It has an isoflavone complex, which is derived from a kudzu plant that grows in Thailand. Okay. Anyway, let me give you folks the phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. You can start calling now. We'll begin taking your call shortly. Hey, you know, Don, we spoke about this thing about soy related to, you know, females and breast health and cancer. Well, what about prostate cancer? You know, does soy have any benefit for men, do you think? Dr. Podell, what do you think?
Well, I don't think I've seen any recent studies on it. I was struck when you said, and ask your doctor. You know, we've just come up with the very most recent studies, which, of course, I hadn't read before, and surely most of the doctors haven't. Similarly, with the prostate cancer, I think it's a valid question whether or not estrogen is bad for potentially for people with prostate cancer. But we also don't know what the role of soy might be in either protecting or harming.
Well, we were talking not so much about estrogen, but we were talking about phytoestrogens and the weak estrogens.
Yes.
You know, one of the therapies they used, for example, in prostate cancer was low-dose estrogens. You know, that's what they give men who have prostate cancer.
So this is true.
It's entirely possible.
It's possible, but it hasn't really been well studied.
Yeah, I guess what I think about when it comes to these phytoestrogens is not so much, you know, its effect on women who have breast cancer or worried about breast cancer. What about little kids? What about, you know, young girls who 7, 8 years old? What is the effect of soy or other things with phytoestrogens on young kids where maybe they don't need estrogen or want estrogen at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I keep going back to the epidemiological studies where women in Japan, women in China get much less breast cancer than do women in America. And that's despite eating a lot of soy. On the other hand, they're also a lot thinner. They don't make all the soy that fat cells make.
Yeah. That's what I worry about, Don, or that's what I think about. You know, is it the fact that people are eating more soy, or is it the fact that they're eating less meat?
Well, that's the problem with epidemiological studies, of course, is that it's difficult to really pin down one variable. There's always the possibility that there are other variables that maybe we don't, you know, we're not recognizing when we look at that kind of data. And, so there could indeed be more than one explanation. That doesn't mean, on the other hand, that you ignore the conclusions either. You just have to take it all with a little bit of common sense and a grain of salt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Iodized salt.
Iodized salt, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you folks the phone number one more time. It's 800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back after these messages.
New Zealand black currant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand black currants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. Enzymatic Therapy in Nature's Way, the full lines at 35% off list. Rainbow Light Natural, also full lines at 30% off list. All Solgar CoQ10 products are 40% off. AHCC from Quality of Life is 30% off. And there's more.
Okay, well, how do you find out what that more is? Well, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you prefer. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and your address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will begin taking your call shortly.
You can always count on Doctors Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctors Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high-absorption CoQ10 from Doctors Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctors Best, because you deserve it.
Call come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on News Talk Radio 710 WOR in New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And our 800 number, 800-321-0710, works down in Atlanta, too. So you Atlanta folks, give us a call. We still have a couple of open lines. All righty, let's say hello to Virginia, calling from Westfield, New Jersey.
I had my C-reactive protein taken, the test, and it came out to 6. Is that high? What is the, every book seems to say something else. And if it is, how can I get it down with supplements?
Okay. Well, first of all, C-reactive protein. Let's ask Dr. Podell, is 6 a high number?
Yeah, by current standards, it is. And it's still, and I say yeah with a, you know, with a shrug, because we don't quite really know what it means.
Okay.
But what happens is the C-reactive protein, as you go from, let's say, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, as you go higher and higher, there's some degree of heart disease risk prediction. So that someone who's at 4 is higher than someone at 1. Somebody at 6 is a little bit higher than people at 4. It's not a dramatic increased risk. And we also don't understand real well whether this is reflective of underlying arteriosclerotic disease in the past, or whether it is itself a cause of arteriosclerotic disease. And so right now it's all very muddled as to whether this is a cause or an effect or an innocent bystander that just seems to, like cholesterol, sort of a predictor. Well, we know cholesterol actually is a cause. With CRP, we don't know if it's a cause at all. But it does have some predictive value. That sounds kind of muddled. Bottom line is we don't really know how to reduce it. Statin drugs reduce it a little bit. And in terms of natural products, I'm not sure if we've seen studies. I mean, things like pycnogenol and quercetin, I think there have been a little bit of studies suggesting it might reduce it, but I don't think we have anything conclusive.
Well, wasn't C-reactive protein sort of an inflammation indicator?
Yes.
Or am I mixing up?
You're right.
It is an inflammation indicator, although other indicators like sedimentation rates seem to can be high and CRP can be low and vice versa. So it is looking at inflammation, but there are all different kinds of inflammation.
Okay, but so even though we may not have studies, I mean, I know that if I... if I got a high test results and I had other, and especially if I had some other indications of a possible cardiovascular risk, I would probably go ahead and start taking some of the supplements that, you know, a common sense might tell me would be helpful. And again, like we always say, you know, would have a lot of upsides and no downsides. Maybe things like fish oil supplements. If you're not already taking high potency omega-3 fish oil, I would think that it would be hard to argue against starting to take something like that. Would you guys agree?
I think taking things like fish oil or things like pycnogenol in the bioflavonoid families would be reasonable things to do. They just haven't really been well studied in terms of this CRP.
Yeah, but once again, we're in the alternative area where we're doing the study. That's part of what alternative is, you know, to take some of these things and you know, as Don says, there's very little downside, if any. So why not give it a shot and see what it does? Now, Virginia, did your doctor tell you to do anything?
No. In fact, I had to ask him for the test.
Okay. Now, as we pointed out, there's a number of things going on. Now, your C-reactive protein is high. Are there other indicators? Do you have high LDL? Is your total cholesterol high? Do you have low HDL? You know, if you're putting together, do you have high homocysteine? Are there a bunch of other markers which seem to indicate that you have a lot of risk factors?
Homocysteine is 14. What do you think of it?
Your what?
The homocysteine is 14.
Yeah, that's going on the high side, too. You know, so in your particular case, I would address all of them. Do what you have to do to lower the homocysteine, which is increase your folic acid and your B12, you know, and your B6, and maybe take some trimethylglycine. Add all the anti-inflammatories, you know. Take
tocotrienols along with the fish oil.
Absolutely.
Plenty of vitamin C.
That's it. You know, all of these things, Virginia, don't forget your multivitamin as well. But all of the anti-inflammatories, all of those nice rich phytochemicals from plants.
Stop smoking if you smoke. Lose weight if you're overweight. Get exercise if you're sedentary.
All the above, Virginia.
All the above.
Okay, thanks for that call. And, excuse me, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Joe from Monroe, New Jersey.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm confused. My wife was in rehab, and she was in, they were giving her 50,000 milligrams of vitamin D once a week. Mm-hmm. But she's out of rehab now, and I said, gee, well, maybe we should keep it up. So I went to the supermarket, you know, looked at the vitamins in the bottles and so on, and everything is either 400 IUs, 220 IU, 50 IU.
Okay.
I can't find anything that says milligrams.
Okay, Joe, you're talking about vitamin D, right?
Thanks, sir.
Okay. You didn't read what they gave your wife in rehab correctly.
Oh.
They gave her 50,000 IUs, not 50,000 milligrams.
IUs meaning international units.
Units, right.
They gave her 50,000 IUs, Joe.
50,000 IUs.
Right. That's meant to be once a week or once every 2 week dosage. It's not meant for something that's taken every day. It's meant to be like a shotgun approach to build up your vitamin D quickly when your vitamin D is real low.
Yeah, because I see on a milk bottle it says 400 IUs per quart. You know.
Yeah.
Where the heck is?
That's a daily, that's a very sort of a low side daily dosage of vitamin D.
Oh, but 50,000 is IUs, not milligrams.
The reason, Joe, that they use a different measurement, certain things can't be measured by weight. Okay, they measure it by the activity, and they actually measure the activity. They don't weigh the quantity. So, certain vitamins like vitamin E, vitamin D, to some degree vitamin A, the common way to measure the potency is by international units of activity, not by milligrams of weight. There can be isomers that each one of them has a different degree of potency based on a certain weight. So sometimes weight in milligrams is not the best way to measure the potency, and that's why you will sometimes see IUs used instead of milligrams, okay?
Okay, Joe. Hope you got that. Thanks so much for that call. All righty. We need to pause for another break, including a check on traffic. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
We'll all return after these messages.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, upper level. Accident in the center lane. It's underneath the apartments. Right now it's a 15-minute wait heading to the toll plaza, but if this stays out there too long, things are going to get very congested. Lincoln and Holland Tunnel is not much better for you. Both a one-hour tie-up. Outbound side, though, we're not seeing any backups. Over on the Belt Parkway, you're going to find some slow traffic eastbound side by Flatbush Avenue. It's emergency potholes in the left lane. Gowanus BQE combo northbound side. First at the Prospect, you have a stall in the center lane. Then over by the Brooklyn Bridge, a second stall in the center lane. Outbound side, some delays getting across the Kosciuszko Bridge. Earlier problems on the Cross Island Parkway by Bayside Marina. Southbound side gone, but traffic still slow. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Don't risk getting stranded this winter. Let AutoZone check your battery, and if it's time for a new one, be sure it's Duralast, engineered to work in the most extreme conditions, and it's available only at your local AutoZone. I'm Bill Powers. That's your WOR traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthinase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. WOR.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to Ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here answering your questions about nutritional supplements, herbs, homeopathic remedies, all sorts of stuff related to nutrition. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We still have open lines. Everybody must be out doing their looking for their post-Christmas sale specials. Okay, who's next? Tom from Somerset, New Jersey. How you doing, Tom?
Greetings, health professionals. I had a touch of vertigo. I asked the doctor for a carotid Doppler. He did it. He said it was okay. I called the store the other day, and Larry is my go-to guy.
Yeah, Larry's great.
Yeah, he's great. And I asked him about, you know, whether or not bone complex or something else. And he says, no, we got a powder. And he's going to send me this powder. Does that stuff have strontium in it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what...
He said there was some kind of powder you could mix, and he said it was good for this, you know, this crepitus that I've got. Not bad, but I can feel it when I work out at the gym. You know,
you're talking about your knees or something?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, what crepitus is crackling and noise when you bend your knees.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
There's nothing that you need to worry about.
Really?
It's I get it once in a while. You know, I don't know if that's good or bad, but you know, I've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's your joints. You know, your I don't think there's anything that that can really treat it. Don, anything that?
I think you know it could be. You know, symptomatic of some arthritis or
I got to talk to that.
Yeah, you know, so basically, it, you know, what you know, one of the things that can cause it is when you have, you know, rough surfaces like arthritic joints rubbing against each other.
Yeah.
You know, there's other reasons. So really, you know, like a lot of things that we talk about, you want to try to identify the underlying cause. If the underlying cause is indeed biomechanical, I guess would be the general term, then, you know, the things that we usually recommend for that type of arthritis, such as chondroitin and glucosamine and SAMe and you know, the herbs like boswellia and devil's claw or a product like joint formula, all of these things that would basically be treating the arthritis would be appropriate for that condition because we're assuming that what you're describing might just be a symptom of the arthritis. Now, if it's something else, of course, then you'd have to look for that. But that's probably the most obvious thing.
What's your take on strontium?
Well, yeah, we spoke about that what did we talk about last week? Was it
CoQ10? No, we had we had Dr.
Was that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, the strontium, I personally, if you want my personal take, and I think I said this 2 weeks ago, I've never been quite as quick to jump on the strontium bandwagon as others have, and there is now some reason to be a little bit skeptical. You know, the strontium, was it ranelate, Arnie?
Yeah.
I mean, most of what we've been talking about or most of what kind of got everybody's attention with strontium was because it was used in Europe as a drug. But there's reason to be a little bit reluctant to kind of go whole hog on that. To me, the easiest way to answer it is to say that on my list of things to use for bone strength, it's not one of the first things I'd recommend. If you've tried all of the other things and they're still not doing it for you, then maybe you might want to try strontium. I don't go to it as my number one or number two recommendation.
No, it's nothing serious, and the doctor said the carotid worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at the, if you didn't hear the show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, if I remember, or 3 weeks. You might want to check some of the MP3 files on our website for previous shows, because we did talk about that. And if I get a chance in between, you know, during commercials, I'll try to look it up and mention which show it was, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for that call. All righty, let's see, who's next? Jack from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a fungal infection between my fingernails. I went to my dermatologist, and he took, like, a sample, and he verified it, but the blood tests don't show anything specific, and I was wondering how I could get rid of it with supplements.
Okay, how long have you had it?
I've had it for about a year. I picked it up in the swimming pool, and it just hurts my fingernails. They're inflamed, like right out in the cuticles.
We have a product that you could try at Wilner's. It's called Nail Stat. You know, it's really meant for toenails, but you could use it for fingernails as well.
Who makes that? What company?
I'd like to remember the name, but
What's in it? Is it a tea tree oil?
Tea tree oil, and it may have some oregano. And
do I use that topically?
It's topical.
I was wondering what I could swallow. I've been using like Flowey and a lot of Kyolic. Do you think Dr. O'Hare's probiotic might help?
Nail Stat, by the way, is made by Tripod Labs.
All right, Tripod Labs. Thank you, Don.
It comes in a cream. Our discount price is $25.20. Our product code is 51257. I just happen to have all this memorized.
I'll come in and pick it up.
All right.
But are there other things I can do if I have an infection in my body?
If it's a fungus infection, there are internal medications that your doctor will be very happy to prescribe. You take it for about, 6 weeks or so.
The ice can be very difficult because there's not a lot of good blood flow to the fingernails per se, so it's real hard to get a systemic medicine in there. But the medicines can work, but you don't feel compelled to feel that you have curing a systemic disease. The fact that it's in your nails, while it's unsightly and may even cause you some symptoms, does not mean that you have a systemic infection. Okay, by and large, you probably don't have a systemic infection. They did the blood tests and everything was okay. So what you have is something that's very localized.
That's why I have energy. I thought maybe Dr. O'Hare's probiotic could help, something like that.
Any of the probiotics can be beneficial.
Any
of them, all of them will be beneficial, and if they don't help your fungus, they'll help you in a lot of other ways.
I'll pick that topical stuff up. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. All righty. Thank you for that call. 1-800-321-0710. All righty. And next we have Dr. Mary Wilson. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. By the way, I think your store is the greatest in the United States, and I send a lot of patients to you to buy certain supplements.
Okay.
So I think it is great. I have two questions, actually, that bother me a lot. I know that antioxidants prevent oxidative damage of the cells. However, what about those cells are cancerous? And you prevent oxidative damage, so that means you allow those cancers to survive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
I don't think that's worked out to be correct.
Because they always tell you before chemotherapy you have to stop antioxidants.
They tell you have to stop everything.
Yes.
They don't want you to eat. They don't want you to sleep.
Because the antioxidants prevent oxidative damage of the cancer cells.
Yeah.
And the chemotherapy cannot work.
No.
Dr. Wilson, this used to be more controversial than it is now. And what I mean by that is before there was a lot of arguing as to whether you should or should not be taking protective supplements during cancer treatments. The pendulum based on recent studies seems to be swinging more in the favor of the fact that it is actually beneficial and not going to get in the way of the cancer treatments to be taking antioxidants and herbal supplements such as adaptogenic herbs. If you check, I'm trying to think if we posted anything recently to our website. But if you do a search on this, you'll find there have been a number of papers and articles that have come out that are indicating that you are actually better off. In fact, I'm trying to think which one it was, but something in one. I think the AHCC. Didn't they come up with a study, Arnie, that showed that taking AHCC along with a chemotherapy actually improved?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course, you know, there are many studies that show that the side effects are reduced when you take herbs like ashwagandha and the ginsengs and things of that sort. So while, again, we can't give you a definite answer, all I can tell you is that I see more and more experts, and you know, I'm sure there are still many who say the opposite, but there's a lot of evidence that it may indeed be the right thing to do.
And one more question is, one of my friend's husband suffers from lung cancer, and he cannot take chemotherapy. It's very toxic for him. He has convulsions from it, and he just deteriorates rapidly. So he had to stop the chemotherapy. And I read about graviola that's supposed to kill the cancer cells. I don't know how much truth is in it. I don't know whether you have any preparation containing graviola. It's an extract from the Amazon rainforest tree.
Yeah, I think there are supplements that contain
graviola.
And
what do you think about graviola?
As Dr. Podell likes to say, there aren't many studies. So, you know, if there's nothing else he can do, sure, why not?
What do you recommend for him?
Well, there's not much. There's only I think we only have one product,
which is
it's a graviolus product.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, do you have any preparations with graviola in your store?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least one.
Uh-huh. What's
at
the
least,
name?
I think it's by Whole World Botanicals.
I see. Well, I will check on it.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll check on it.
Yeah, I don't have my thing in front of me.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, Dr. Wilson, thanks so much for calling. All right, guess what? It's time for a break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. But first, before the break, we're going to give you bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Here's Dr. McKay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Healthy skin thrives on a steady supply of the essential omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. The skin is the body's largest organ, which has a protective role that depends on fatty acid-rich intracellular domain. Lack of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the skin's barrier function and results in the loss of water, roughness in texture, flaking, peeling, itching, and inflammation. In my clinic, when a patient presents with chronic inflammatory skin diseases such as acne, eczema, or psoriasis, it is my first clue that they have an essential omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. Omega-3 fatty acids supply the necessary nutrition for skin cells to rebuild their barrier function and support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. If you suffer from dryness or inflammation of the skin, it's time for an oil change. Supplementation with purified fish oil is the best way to provide your skin the essential omega-3 fatty acids that it needs. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting, 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. And, you know, all of those sales that we, all those sales things that we mentioned earlier, this is the last week because starting after New Year's, we're going to have another sale coming in. So those of you who like the stuff on this sale, order this week. Okay, what's next? Steve from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hey, I have a question about low-dose naltrexone and rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And what do you think about that as a treatment?
I don't have an opinion myself on the low-dose naltrexone.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it up here on the PubMed. What seems to be is that low-dose naltrexone. Naltrexone, first of all, is a what's called narcotic antagonist, and its main use is for people who may have either alcohol addiction or opiate drug addiction, and this will block the effects of those medicines. It's very dangerous to take if you are taking those medicines because it can cause a very prompt withdrawal syndrome. But since at least the early 80s, people have been advocating low-dose naltrexone to be used for fatigue, people with HIV. And of late, there's been a rash of articles that seem to show that low-dose naltrexone, which would be maybe a tenth or so of the normal dose, is effective for reducing pain. There have been studies in fibromyalgia. There have been a number of other studies. I haven't seen one on rheumatoid arthritis per se, but I would expect, and I will we'll look it up further when I finish talking, but I expect that it would be helpful for the pain component if the pain is bad enough to justify taking a drug every day. In some senses, it's likely to be a whole lot safer than the kind of anti-inflammatory drugs or steroids and such that we ordinarily use for things like rheumatoid arthritis. The main side effect at low doses is that some people get nausea. So have you come up with anything there, Arnie?
It's definitely, as you pointed out, used in fibromyalgia, a little bit in rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know that there's any definitive work there. It's you know, sort of cutting
it
edge.
It probably reduces pain somewhat, I think, is a fair statement, because we see a number of other studies in other than rheumatoid arthritis where it does seem to reduce pain. The way you get the low dose is through a compounding pharmacy. You need it by prescription.
Yeah. We've compounded it at Wilner Chemist many times.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. What are these medicine now? Biologics? Are those something new for rheumatoid arthritis, and can you talk about those a little? Or
what are you talking about?
Must be leeches. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not sure what you mean, Steve.
Biologics? That's the name of the new meds that are out?
I'm not sure what you mean. You're talking about some of the new medications?
Yes.
You mean like the biotechnology things that reduce, the various inflammatory mediators? They've been out for, 10 years or so at least?
Those are available. There are many, many side effects, and they're really meant when the usual things don't work anymore.
Okay.
All right, so it's just a lot of side effects.
Yeah, that's something that the rheumatology specialists do use a lot. In their hands, it's relatively safe, but it has to be taken very carefully, and there's no natural equivalent of that at this point.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something new I heard about.
Well, there may be somebody who's promoting something and calling it a biologic.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
But that's a term they're making up, then. We don't really know what they mean by it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks.
And next we have Emily calling from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Yes. I have very low blood sodium. I was told that that's very dangerous. Now, doctors can't find what the cause of it is. But somebody told me that I should stop taking vitamin supplements, that they could be causing it. Is that possible?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
How low is the low sodium?
About 30-31.
You mean 130-31?
Yeah, they said it should be 135.
That's not all that low. It's not enough to be worried about.
And there's one. Okay. Do you use salt on your food?
Well, I have high blood pressure, so I've been trying to lower the salt intake.
So what? If you're trying to lower the salt intake, why are you surprised if your blood sodium is low?
Because the doctors got me scared. They told me I could pass out at any time.
If it got lower, they have to watch it. Okay, if it got into the low 120s, that could be dangerous. In the 130s, it by itself is not dangerous, but it bears watching. But one of the most common causes would be if someone's taking a low-salt diet, drinking a lot of fluids, and diluting out the salt in the blood, that's fairly common.
Well, the other thing is there's a relationship between sodium and potassium. You have to know what your potassium is. Your potassium should be in relation to your sodium. Okay, so...
There are a number of other things. For instance, weak adrenal glands would lower sodium, raise potassium. But it's something your doctor should know how to evaluate.
The last thing you would look at would be vitamin supplements. That would be the last thing.
That's what I figured, but I wanted to ask just to be on the safe side.
Right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Emily, thank you. All right. Next, we have Patricia from Ridgefield, Connecticut. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
You're live on the Wilner Window.
I hope so. I have a question.
Yeah, we do, too.
Yeah, you sound live.
I try to be. My question is about psoriasis, which I get at different parts of my body at different times, and I have it on my lower, actually probably my whole leg from my knee down, but worse around my ankles, and it's now started on my arms just below the elbow, and I wondered if there was something topical.
Okay, there is, Patricia, and we're going to tell you all about it at the top of the hour. We're coming to the end of this segment shortly, so stay on the phone, and we will get to you after the break that we have to take. We're going to let you know a little bit about Antiox Phyto Complex, and then we'll be back.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
All right. This is Arnie Gitomer. We are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Those of you who are regular listeners know that this is a two-hour show. Those of you who aren't regular listeners, this is a two-hour show. Don and I and Dr. Prodell will be back at about 5 minutes after three. Those of you who are on the phone, stay there, and you'll learn about what to do about psoriasis when you get back. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And they're all on sale right now at 35% off list price. See you at 5 after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.